So today I want to talk about the end times.
امروز میخوام در زمان ایام آخر صحبت کنم.
And also the next weeks.
و هفته های آینده میخوام بذاریم و در مورد اتفاقهای ایام آخر صحبت
کنم. I know this was not because of what happened yesterday or even what happened last week.
و میدونم که این به خاطر اتفاقی که دیروز یا هفته پیش افتاده اصلا نبوده.
I had planned this from Easter actually.
از عید قیام برنامه داشتم که از ماه جون شروع کنم در مورد
We started to look at the Old Testament Jewish feasts that they had to observe.
در مورد عیدهای قیام عیدهای یهودیان نگاه کردیم. که بعد نگه می‌داشتن تا قبل از زمان
مسیح.
اول عید پاک سه تا عید اول رو نگاه کردیم و پنتیکاست و یکی دیگه از عیدهایی که پنتیکاست بوده و می‌بینیم که همه این عیدهای عهد عتیق نبوتی بوده که خداوند
به اسرائیل
و به چیزهای آینده ما را آماده
می‌کنه.
اولین چیزهای اون آیاتی که دیدیم که به تکمیل رسیده
و همه
اون پیشگویی اومدن عیسی مسیح برای اولین بار بر روی زمین بوده و تکمیل شده.
He fulfilled the Passover.
پسح رو تکمیل کرد. عیسی مسیح شد پسح همه ما.
He became the special lamb for us.
برای قربانی که برای هممون بود.
Our substitute.
جایگزینه.
Yeah, when he died on the cross.
وقتی روی صلیب مرد برای هممون. به جای ما.
So we can have life.
که ما بتونیم زندگی داشته
باشیم. He also fulfilled the feast of unleavened bread.
و بعد عید خمیر مایه رو هم دیدیم که عیسی مسیح تکمیل کرد.
Being without sin.
و بدون گناه موند و گناهی درونش نبود.
Yeah, the bread without leaven.
اون نانی که بدون خمیر مایه بود.
Points to Jesus.
نشون میده که با عیسی مسیح هست.
He was without sin.
عیسی مسیح
He fulfilled the feast of the first fruits.
عیسی مسیح اون عید اول نوبه رو اولین نوبر رو انجام داد.
Yeah, being the first fruit raised from the dead.
از مردگان برخاست و دوباره زنده شد.
Yeah, Jesus was the first being resurrected in that sense.
بود که از مردگان برخاست.
And of course, at some promise to us that we'll be resurrected as well in the future.
همه اونها داده شد و در آینده بود انجام شد.
Yeah, and then we had the feast of weeks or Pentecost.
عید هفته ها رو داشتیم و عید پنتیکاست
which was fulfilled at the day of Pentecost.
تکمیل شد بر روز پنتیکاست.
They received power from above.
و قدرت داده شد در بالا برای همه
yeah,
اونها.
To preach the good news.
انجیل عیسی مسیح رو بخونن.
Kickstart the New Testament church.
عهد جدید رو تکمیل کنند.
And bringing in the first fruits among for the church.
و اون عید رو اولیه تکمیل کنند.
And then we have the last three feasts, the harvest feast.
These
are not fulfilled yet.
عید برداشت‌ها هنوز تکمیل نشده.
Because they have to do with the events surrounding the second coming of Jesus Christ.
همه اونها برمیگرده به اتفاقهایی که در مورد اومدن دوم عیسی مسیح قرار اتفاق بیفته.
Yeah, and I'm going to quickly give you how they relate.
سریع میخوام بهتون نشون بدم.
The next weeks we'll go into more detail.
چه ربطی به اتفاقهای امروز ما داره و جزئیات بیشتریش رو با هم دیگه باز.
Feast of Trumpets. Yeah, it's a shadow of warning God's people for an enemy that is coming.
عید شیپورها عیدی است که صدای اون اعلام خطر برای قوم خداوند میاد که بدونیم که چه حمله‌ای داره میشه.
The Day of Atonement.
روز اتونمنت.
Slash also the Year of Jubilee. It's a shadow of the second coming of Jesus Christ.
50 در حقیقت.
The Feast of Tabernacles.
سایه اتفاقی که قرار بیاد. عید خیمه‌ها تکمیل شد.
When those were taken up into heaven.
زمانی تکمیل میشه که اونهایی که با اومدن این عیسی مسیح به آسمان برده میشن
yeah, heaven,
و وقتی ما در آسمان هستیم خداوند خشم خودش رو بر روی زمین میرسه وقتی ما در آسمان برده شدیم در حقیقت تصویر اون لحظه موقتیه که ما در خیمه میمانیم در بهشت تا خداوند خشمش رو بریزه و ما دوباره برگردیم و سلطنت کنیم.
جزئیات
بیشتر اینها رو در مورد عیدها بهتون خواهم گفت اما میخوام بهتون بگم که
امروز فوکس اون بیسیکس
تمرکز میخوام بکنم به اون نکته اولیش
talking about the end times can be controversial.
وقتی میخوام در ایام آخر صحبت کنیم خیلی اختلاف نظر
and the reason is because there are many different views.
خیلی تفاوت ها و دیدگاه ها هست در مورد ایام آخرها به خاطر اینکه اعتقاد خیلی از ایمانداران با هم متفاوته.
For most Christians it's so confusing.
انقدر گیج کننده است در مورد ایام
they really don't know what to believe.
که هنوز کسی نمیدونه 90 درصدشون که واقعا به کدوم
اعتقاد دارن. Even many pastors
do not dare to take a stand. کلیسا هم قدرت جرأت ندارن که بیسن در موردش
Because they might offend somebody.
چون میترسن یه نفر ناراحت کنن.
Or they even confuse themselves.
یا خودش هم گیج هنوز مطمئن نیست که کدومش میشه.
This is not a doctrine that we can ignore.
اما این اعتقادی نیست که ازش بگذریم.
Only a couple of weeks ago I spoke with a missionary.
با یه میسیونر صحبت کردم.
And he told me, "Oh, we don't teach the end times."
و گفتش که ما در مورد ایام آخر
درس نمیدیم. That's not what people need.
مردم دنیا احتیاج به ایام آخر ندارن.
To which I responded.
و من جواب دادم.
We're commanded to preach the whole counsel of God.
کلام خداوند به ما فرمان داده که کل کلام موسی. And
that includes everything that has to do with the end times.
همه اون چیزها توش ایام آخر هم هست وگرنه نمیذاشت.
Yeah, we need to teach this.
باید درس بدیم. نمیتونیم بگیم درس نمیدیم.
We might actually be the generation that has to live through these events.
باید این ایام آخر رو با هم زندگی کنیم.
Now, are you going into the spirit rather understanding what is going to happen?
این زمان سخت و ایام آخر رو تجربه کنی با دانش این که میدونی داری چه اتفاقی میفته یا ندونسته.
Or having no clue.
یا اصلا هیچ خبر نداشته باشی.
Having a wrong idea about
what happened. یا برعکس توقعی چیزی که داشته باشی و تعجب کنی که اتفاق برعکسش افتاد.
And for many Christians, unfortunately, they have a wrong idea about what happened.
خیلی از مسیحی‌ها دیدگاه غلطی دارن از اتفاقی که قراره بیفته.
They have watched too many movies.
به خاطر اینکه خیلی زیاد فیلم دیدن.
Yeah, there's a very popular series out there. That's a so-called Christian movies.
فیلم مسیحیه به اسم
The Left Behind series.
Left Behind پشت سر گذاشته شده.
These are not based on the Bible.
هیچ کدومش طبق کلام خداوند نیست.
If you want to know how things will not happen, go watch those movies.
اگه واقعاً چه اتفاقی قرار نیفته برین اون فیلم‌ها رو ببینید.
Yeah, but these movies.
این فیلم‌ها.
Yeah, and these Bible prophecy teachers that go around.
این نبی‌های کتاب مقدسی که میرن بیرون نظرهای خودشون رو اعلام میکنن به همه دنیا.
That's the main reason for the confusion.
دلیل اصلی گیج شدن قوم خدا.
And yes, I know they will quote verses from the Bible.
میدونم اونها هم آیه از کتاب مقدس میارن. بله میدونم.
When you start comparing them with other scriptures.
وقتی اونها رو با آیه‌های دیگه مقایسه میکنیم.
Yeah, you'll see they have wrong interpretations.
میدونیم که برداشت‌های غلطی دارن.
Now, believe it or not.
چه قبول داشته باشین چه قبول نداشته باشین.
خیلی
سخت نیست که درک کنیم این موضوع رو.
Yeah, of course, it's a little more complex topic. It's a little broad.
یه مقدار گیج کننده تر و بازتر این موضوع.
But when you just look at what the scripture says, it's not that hard to understand.
وقتی نگاه کنیم کتاب مقدس واقعا چی میگه خیلی جدی نیست که درک
کنیم. And I know we don't know every detail.
نمیدونیم همه جزئیات.
Yeah, I understand that the Bible speaks its symbolism at certain places.
نمیدونیم کتاب مقدس سمبل‌ها داره.
But it doesn't mean that we don't have a clear idea of
درک کامل
of the layout
که چجوری این اتفاق‌ها قرار بیفته.
And the things that will happen.
یا جزئیات کاملش رو بدونیم.
Even positioned in a timeline.
هممون نمیدونیم که دقیقاً لحظه به لحظه از چه اتفاق خواهد افتاد.
Yeah, so my sole goal today.
هدف اصلی امروز موعظه من اینه که
is to give you the basic bricks, yeah.
یک آجر اصلی رو بهتون بدم.
That I will start building up in the next sermons.
که موعظه‌های بعدی در موردش صحبت کنیم.
Yeah, so I won't go in every detail.
من همه جزئیات رو براتون باز
نمی‌کنم. I won't do anyway because otherwise this will be a 3-month series.
چون اگه قرار بود امروز فقط همه جزئیات رو بگم سه ماه بعد می‌شستیم همینجا من براتون.
I hope not to spend more than four sermons on this, including today.
اما امیدوارم که فقط 4 تا موعظه براتون داشته باشم. یکیش امروزه و 3 موعظه آینده.
If you still want more verses,
اگه آیات بیشتر دارین، سوالات بیشتری دارین، همیشه می‌خواید بپرسین و براتون باز خواهم کرد.
Now, let's first start with the timeline.
اما بیایم ببینیم که وقت زمانی چه شکلیه.
We talk about this time at the end.
اون زمان آخر چجوری اتفاق میفته.
What do we mean with that?
منظور از وقت زمانی چیه؟
Now we're talking about a 7-year period of time.
7 سال اتفاقه.
That surrounds the second coming of Jesus Christ.
که اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح اتفاق میفته.
This time period is also sometimes called the Daniel's 70th week.
و بعضی وقتا اونو میگن هفتادم دانیال.
And this refers to a prophecy from the book of Daniel in chapter 9.
نبوتی است که در دانیال فصل 9 انجام شده. در مورد هفته هفتم.
Where there's a certain amount of events that will happen.
اتفاقهایی که قرار بیفته.
And three separate periods of time.
سه زمان، سه قسمت زمانی متفاوت خواهد داشت.
The first two cover 69 weeks.
دومین قسمت 69 هفته است.
Which represent weeks represent years.
و اون سالها هفته ها نشانه سالهاست.
And there's one week left that is not fulfilled.
یه هفته هنوز تکمیل نشده.
Yeah, and that week represents then 7 years.
اون هفته 7 ساله.
Now there are many other scriptures that all point
دیگه هست
to the fact that this end period of time is indeed 7 years.
واقعا 7 سال خواهد بود.
And
سال آخر
and during the sermons we will touch on many of them.
و من بهتون میگم چرا اعتقاد داریم که 7 ساله.
Yeah. I don't have to the time to explain this in detail.
وقتی رو ندارم که جزئیاتشو براتون باز کنم. ولی قبلا یه موضوعی داشتم فقط در مورد هفته 7 سال پیش موضوع
داشتم.
اگه خواستین موضوع رو میتونم براتون بفرستم.
The 7 years at the end of Daniel's 70th week.
7 سال آخر هفته 70م دانیال.
Yeah, for now it's important that you just understand there is this 7 year period of time in the end.
7 سال آیام آخر هست.
And in this time there are certain events that will take place.
اتفاقهایی پشت سر هم اتفاق میفته که اونجا شروع خواهد شد.
So let's look at these different events. Let's get an idea about what the main things are, the main elements are that take place.
اتفاقهایی که قرار بیفته چیست و چگونه خواهد بود.
Now the first thing is the coming of the Antichrist.
اومدن ضد مسیحه.
Many people are always speaking about the Antichrist.
در مورد اون ضد مسیح صحبت خواهیم کرد.
And that's why we figure out who it is.
و نگاه کنیم ببینیم کیست.
And even a couple of days ago,
چند سال پیش,
yeah, somebody posted on the internet and question mark is Netanyahu the Antichrist?
یکی پرسید که آیا نتانیاهو ضد مسیحه؟
And over times, like many people have been giving that title. Oh, just must be the Antichrist.
اسمای متفاوتی به هر کسی دادن اون ضد مسیحه. اون ضد مسیحه.
Now the Antichrist has not been revealed yet. Yeah, now these people that we point out might have some characteristics of an Antichrist.
شاید یه سری شخصیت های ضد مسیح رو داره. This is Khamenei. But he's going to نمیشه اون داره میگه.
So who is the Antichrist biblically? So who is the Antichrist? Yeah, so who is the Antichrist biblically?
کتاب مقدسین کیا هستن که
زده مسیح. So let's look at some scripture to have to get an idea.
آیه رو نگاه کنیم ببینیم.
2 Thessalonians 2
verses 2 Thessalonians فصل 2
read verses 1 to 4.
آیه 1 تا 4.
Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, by our gathering together into him, that you be soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worship, so that he, as God, sitting in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God.
از هر چی که خدا نامیده شود یا مورد پرستش قرار گیرد به هر دیگه مثل خدا در معبد خدا نشسته خود را می نماید که خداست.
Yeah, so it talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
we will talk about this in a moment. But it says before that day, yeah, before Jesus comes back, there's something that has to happen first.
Right.
And great falling away is mentioned. And then it says, the man of sin
so reveals
the son of perdition. Yeah, this is a reference to the Antichrist.
اون نشانه ضد مسیح بودنه.
Yeah, and who is a man?
اون مرد هلاکت.
Just like you and me.
من و شماست.
He will have a father, or he has already a father, mother, we don't know.
انسان خواهد بود.
Yeah.
در حقیقت. و زمین زندگی خواهد کرد.
But eventually will come to power.
اما باید به قدرت میرسه.
And he will sit in the temple of God.
که معبد خداوند خواهد ایستاد.
And this is referring to a temple that has not been built yet.
و اون معبدی که هنوز ساخته نشده.
Yeah, Jerusalem doesn't have a temple at the moment.
اورشلیم الان در حال حاضر معبد نداره.
But based on this one and other scriptures,
اما طبق این
I believe they will rebuild this at some point.
امیدوارم مطمئنم که یه روزی میسازیمش.
And we already know if they are given the chance, the Jews over there.
الان اگه به یهودیا موقعیتشو بدی همین فردا میسازن.
Yeah, they will rebuild the temple there.
براتون میسازنشون.
Now that's not something that God orders them to do.
نه چیزی که خدا ازشون خواسته.
But this is something that they want to do.
اما چیزی که از ته قلبشون میخوان بسازن. بسازن.
Now this antichrist
ضد مسیح
will eventually sit in that temple, claim that he is God, and he will demand to be worshipped as God. Now go to Revelation 13, which is in chapter on the Antichrist, where he is referred to as the beast.
What verse?
Verses 5 till 8 for now. And there was given unto him a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies, and power was given unto him to continue 42 months. And he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle and them that dwell in heaven. And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and overcome them. And power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations, and all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world.
و به وی دهانی داده شده که به کبر و کفر سخن میراند و قدرتی به او عطا شد که مدت 42 ماه عمل کند. پس دهان خدا به کفرهایی بر علیه خدا گشود تا بر اسم او و خیمه او و ساکنان آسمان کفر گوید. و به وی داده شد که با مقدسین جنگ کند و بر ایشان غلبه یابد و تسلط بر هر قبیله و زبان و امت به دو عطا شد. و همه ساکنان جهان جز آنانی که نام‌های ایشان در دفتر حیات بر وی که از بنای عالم ضبط شده بود مکتوب است او را خواهند پرستید.
Yeah, so the beast here is the Antichrist, and he will be given power over all worlds. Yeah, one world government under this man. Also, notice where he uses his power for. He is given power to make war with the saints.
Now,
who are the saints? Yeah, the Bible consistently tells us that these are the Christians. Yeah, he will specifically target God's people. Now, skip to verse 16 and read verses 16 to 18. And he calls it all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in the right hand or in the forehead, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Let him that had understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
هیچ کس خرید و فروش نتواند کرد جز کسی که نشان یا اسم یا عدد اسم وحش را داشته باشد. در اینجا حکمت است. پس هر که فهم دارد عدد وحش را بشمارد، زیرا که عدد انسان است و عددش 666 است.
Yeah, so here we see that the Antichrist also institutes a one world financial system that he will fully control. Yeah, to the point that he can stop people from buying and selling.
Yeah,
and unless you bow down to him,
you
can buy and sell.
And
of course, the famous mark of the beast is also mentioned here.
And
people have guessed over the years what that mark might be. Yeah, which we'll not go into right now.
Yeah.
So this Antichrist is an actual man.
Yeah,
he will be possessed by Satan at a certain point. He will take control of this world. He will impose a worldwide financial system. He will impose a one world religion. Yeah, because he wants everybody to worship him. And he will go after Christians. And most people in this world will be deceived and believe his lies and follow him. Now, how does this fit in the timeline of 7 years?
Now,
go to Daniel 9.
Daniel fast.
And this is this prophecy I was talking about.
And
he's talking to confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate.
Daniel 9 what?
27.
27 او برای یک هفته عهدی را با بسیاری استوار خواهد کرد و در نیمه آن هفته قربانی و هدیه را متوقف خواهد ساخت و بر بال رجاست ویران کننده خواهد آمد تا پایانی که مقرر است بر ویران کننده ریخته شود.
این هفته رو داریم
که 7 سال نام برده میشه
به نام 7 ساله.
در میان اون هفته
we have this event
این اتفاق میفته
among things causes the sacrifice to cease. Now you might say, what sacrifices? Did they not cease long time ago?
And
when the temple was destroyed. Yes, again, but the temple will be rebuilt. And the Jews will start again to burn sacrifices.
Yeah.
It's not a right thing to do, but they will do that. And the Antichrist will stop that, desecrate the temple, and again he will sit in the temple to be worshipped as God. Yeah, so the event that we just read about in 2 Thessalonians 2 happens in the midst of the week, the 3.5 year marker. Yeah, that is when the Antichrist will be revealed. Yeah. Now, it says he made a covenant with many for one week. Meaning behind the scenes, at that point he already has been busy for 3.5 years. Yeah, but it takes to the middle of that period that he actually takes full power and that he's revealed, that we know specifically who he is. Now, how long does he exercise his power? Now, if you remember, we just read in Revelation 13 that he was given power for 42 months, which is 3.5 years, yeah, which points to the second part of the seven period,
period of time.
Yeah, so the Antichrist will be growing into power the first 3.5 years. He will be in power the next 3.5 years.
Or almost completely.
Yeah. Let's look at the next event. The second coming of Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus will come back.
Yeah,
we already saw that in second... Oh, we didn't read that. Okay, we'll read it in a moment. Go to Acts 1. Yeah, because Jesus promised to come back to this earth. Acts 1 verses
9-11.
And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, "Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? The same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven."
و چون به سوی آسمان چشم گفته بودن هنگامی که او میرفت ناگاه دو مرد سفید پوش نزد ایشان ایستاده گفتند که ای مردان ذلیل چرا ایستاده اید و به سوی آسمان نگاه میکنید همین عیسی که از نزد شما به آسمان بالا برده شد باز خواهد آمد بوده همین طوری که او را به سوی آسمان روانه دید.
Yeah, notice that it specifically mentions that the same way that Jesus left, yeah, he was taken up in the clouds, in like manner, in such a way, yeah, he will come back. Go to Matthew 25:13. Watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Yeah, again, talking about the Son of Man, referring to Jesus, coming back. And it also says here that we do not know the day or the hour.
So
if you have anybody coming to you, giving you a date, oh, it's 11th of July, 2025, Jesus comes back, you know they're wrong. Yeah? the Jehovah false witnesses are stars in giving false dates for the coming of Jesus Christ. They've made many predictions and they all failed. Not surprisingly, because of false cult.
Yeah?
Go to 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 and 2. And stay in the chapter. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. That says here that that Jesus comes back as a thief in the night. Now there's even a movie that's called The Thief in the Night, and that is just as bad as the Left Behind series movies. Yeah, why? Read on. Yeah, verse 3. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape.
ناگهان فرو خواهد گرفت چون درد زایمان زن حامله را و هرگز رهایی نخواهد
داشت. Now, not a something here.
Yeah,
Jesus comes as a thief in the night, it says. In verses 1 and 2, he's addressing people directly. Ye, brethren.
But
notice what it says here.
They
will say peace and safety. And then sudden destruction comes on them.
Which verse?
Verse 3.
آیه 3 میگه آنها میگویند آنها هلاکت خواهند گرفت.
Yeah, so we have the ye brethren and we have the they
them. شما ای برادران و اونها رو داریم.
Go again to verse 4.
آیه 4 رو بگاه کنیم.
First Thessalonians 5. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that the day should overtake you as a thief.
در تاریکی نیستی تو آن روز چون دزد بر شما. Oh,
yeah. So, who are the ye, the brethren? These are fellow Christians.
Now,
that day should not overtake you
as a thief. Yeah?
Now, Christians should not be completely surprised when the things of the end are happening. Yeah? Why not?
Now,
read verses 5 and 6. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not in the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. Yeah? We are children of the light. Yeah, we are not overtaken as a thief. Yeah, of course, those who are not in Christ will be overtaken as a thief. Yeah, those who are ignorant Christians who don't know anything, they will be overtaken as a thief. But as a Christian, we don't have to be taken over as a thief. Now, why is that? Now, because we have a very good idea of what's going to happen. Yeah, we can know the time we live in. Yeah, we've been given all kinds of information and indicators about the last time. Yeah. So, Jesus will come back. Yeah, we call that the second coming. He'll come the same way he left, meaning in the clouds.
Yeah,
remember that, because that's going to be important. Yeah, and even though we don't know the exact timing, we are not in the dark as Christians. Yeah, we're given many scriptures to help us understand the time we live in. Yeah, so when is he coming back? Go to Thessalonians 2 and read verses read 1 to 4 again. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together into him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who oppose it and exalt himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sit in the temple of God, shewing himself that he is God.
اما ای برادران از شما استدعا می کنیم در باره آمدن خداوند ما عیسی مسیح و جمع شدن ما به نزد او که شما در فکر خود به زودی متزلزل نشوید و مسترب نگردید، نه از روح و نه از کلام و نه از رساله این که گویا از ما باشد، مثل اون که روز مسیح رسیده است. مگذارید کسی به هیچ وجه به شما را فریب دهد، زیرا که تا آن ارتداد و واقع نشود با آن مرد شریر، یعنی فرزند هلاکت ظاهر نگردد، آن روز نخواهد آمد.
Many Christians, they think that Jesus can come back at any moment. But who needs to be refilled first before Jesus comes back? And the answer is the Antichrist. The Antichrist needs to be revealed first.
Yeah?
When he sits in the temple, when he declares himself to be God,
when
he demands to be worshipped as God,
yeah?
Which we saw was in the midst of the week, yeah, 3.5 years into this period of 7 years, only after that Jesus can come back. Because it says here that first certain things need to happen. Now, I want to make this moment when Jesus comes back in relation to the 7 years a little bit more specific. And I'm giving you one example of this now, but I will give you probably 4 or 5 more and that is related also to the feasts in the next sermons.
But
first, I want to look at
another
event that will happen as well. And that is that God's people, Christians, at some point will be taken physically out of this world. Now, the term often used for this among Christians is the rapture.
ازش استفاده میکنن میگن ربوده شدن.
And the Bible usually describes this as the gathering
into ایمانداران در کنار مسیح.
As we read it in 2 Thessalonians 2.
در دوم تسالونیکیان فصل 2. اینو میشنویم.
Being called up.
به بالای آسمان میرن، به بالای ابرها ربوده میشن.
Go to 1 Thessalonians 4, 16 and 17.
فصل 4, 16 و 17 رو بخونید.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord.
زیرا خود خداوند با صدا و با صدای رئیس فرشتگان و با شیپور خدا از آسمان نازل خواهد شد و مردگان در مسیح اول خواهند برخاست. آنگاه ما که زنده و باقی باشیم با ایشان در ابرها روبوده خواهیم شد تا خداوند را در هوا استقبال کنیم و همچنین همیشه با خداوند خواهیم بود.
Notice that it says, we who are alive,
هستیم,
those who are physically living on this earth, who are in Christ, shall be caught up in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. Now, when this happens, all Christians will be physically removed from this earth. Also notice what happens directly before this. It says, the dead in Christ shall rise first. Meaning, this is the same time as the resurrection of the dead.
زنده شدن مردگان اتفاق میفته.
Where everybody receives their glorified bodies.
همه اونها بدن پر جلالشون رو به دست میارن.
Yeah, go to 1 Corinthians 15.
اول قرنتیان فصل 15.
And read verses 51 till 53.
آیه 51 تا 53.
Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for a trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. 15. Chapter 15.
What verse? 51 to 53. در فساد ناپذیری خواهند برخواست و ما دگرگون خواهیم شد. زیرا که این فاسد می باید فساد ناپذیری را بپوشد و این فانی به بقا آراسته گردد. آمین.
Yeah, it says not all shall sleep. Not all people will physically die. Why? Yeah, because some will be alive when Jesus comes back. And they will be changed. Yeah, they will receive their glorified bodies. Yeah, without physically dying. Yeah, the dead in Christ shall rise first. And then those who are alive. And it's coming, they will be taken up. They will receive their glorified bodies. Yeah, so there is an Antichrist. He's coming as an imposter. Will be revealed 3.5 years into this period of 7 years. A man will be possessed by the devil, by Satan. And as we'll see, he'll be causing harm to this earth.
And
specifically, he'll be persecuting Christians.
Yeah,
he will do that to be, by becoming the man that basically rules this world, having a one world government, controlling a one world financial system, and enforcing a one world religion and the worship of himself. Now, while he is in power, yeah, we saw that Jesus will come back somewhere, yeah, which is on the same day as the resurrection of the dead.
و همون روشی که زنده شدن دوباره مسیح اتفاق میفته.
آمدن مسیح مطابقت میکنه با زنده شدن
مردگان. ببخشید. آمدن مسیح با زنده
شدن در همون روش as the raptures when we are called up, taken out.
روبوده شدن هم در همون زمان اتفاق میفته.
Now, let's make the timing a little more specific.
بذارید بردار زمانی رو جزئیاترشون کنم و امروز ادامه بیشتر نمیدم.
If I ever do, run out of here. So don't worry, I'm not setting a date.
تاریخ نمیذارم براتون.
And if I ever do run out of here.
اگر بهتون تاریخ دادم دریم. کفتیفاتون رو بردارید دریم.
Go to Daniel chapter 12.
دانیال فصل 2.
Verse 11.
آیه 11.
And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that make a desolate set up, there shall be 1290 days.
Which chapter?
12 verse 11.
Daniel 12
آیه. Stay there because we're going to read some more verses from there.
Daniel 12 11 و 13. و زمانی که قربانی دائمی متوقف شود و مکروه ویرانگر برپا گردد 1290 روز خواهد بود. خوش به حال کسی که منتظر بماند و به 1335 روز رسد. اما تو تا به آخر برو که استراحت خواهی یافت و در انتهای ایام در جایگاه مقرر خیش برپا خواهی ایستاد.
Recognize that again we have this sacrifice being taken away.
قربانی دائمی متوقف میشه.
Abomination that makes desolate.
و بعد
yeah, which was a marker in the midst of the week.
Yeah,
this is when the Antichrist came in power, when he was revealed.
Yeah,
when he desecrates the temple. Yeah, so from that time, yeah, there are 1290 days,
yeah,
which points to the second half of the 7 year period of time. Now, the first half, yeah, and we'll see scriptures that point specifically to that, are 1260 days. Now, you might wonder why is there a difference of 30 days?
And
I don't have time to go much detail on this.
But
it has to do with the fact that the Bible uses 360 days, years. And to make sure that the feast, the harvest feast, are not in spring.
که به خاطر مطمئن شه
عید
برداشت ها بعد از چند سال به بهار مبتدل تبدیل نشه.
They correct every six year with an extra month of 30 days.
یک ماه اضافه میکنن که همه اون روزهایی که گم میشه رو جایگزین کنن.
Read verse 12.
آیه 12.
Blessed is he that waited and cometh to the 1,390 and 5 and 30 days. Yeah? So it talks about a period of time of 1335 days.
1335 روز.
And he says, hey, blessed are those who make it to that day.
برکت بر اونهایی که به 1335 روز دووم بیارن.
Obviously 1335 doesn't fit in the second part of 1290 days.
در قسمت دوم 1290 اتفاق نمیفته. جا نمیشه.
It's just calculated from the beginning of the 7-year period of time.
از آغاز 7 ساله شروع میشه.
Now 1335 minus 1260 leaves 75 days.
35 منفی 1260 375 روز برامون باقی میذاره.
Blessed are those
برکت بر
اونایی که 75 days into the period that the Antichrist rules.
75 روز دووم بیارن با سلطنت وحش.
Now why would that be?
چرا 75 روز؟
Now remember, the Antichrist will be persecuting God's people.
به خاطر اینکه اون 75 روز ایماندارا رو میخواد بکشه.
And if you look at the capabilities,
اگر نگاه کنی و قادر بودن اونها رو ببینی.
Government would have today.
اگر قدرتی رو که دنیا اگر یکی بشه پیدا میکنه که
really tough time to survive.
زمان سختیه برای اینکه بتونیم دووم بیاریم 75 روز.
Blessed are the Christians that make it
که 75 روز دووم میارن.
Now what is that certain point?
اون روز چیست؟
Now that points to the second coming.
اون روز آمدن دوباره عیسی مسیح. اون روز روزی که عیسی مسیح همه ما رو از روی زمین میبره.
Yeah, read verse 13. How do we know? Now read verse 13.
بخونید.
There's more reasons why we know this, but read verse 13. But go thou thy way till the end be, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. So God tells Daniel,
hey,
you rest, you will physically die, Daniel, don't worry about these things. And then at the end of days, it says he will stand in his lot.
با اون مکانش وای میسته.
Now when will Daniel stand again?
دوباره دانیال کی میسته؟
And the answer is at the resurrection.
وقتی عیسی مسیح از مردگان را زنده کرد.
When is that?
چه زمانی دانیال میسته؟
1335 days into this 7-year period of time.
1335 روز در این
زمان. And in a later sermon I will come back to the 75-year period.
بعد موزه بعدی میرسم به اون 75 روز جای مونده.
Yeah, because as you will see the feast.
عید عیدها.
The way the feasts are lined up, the Jewish feasts are lined up over the year.
عیدهای یهودی چجوری پخش شده تو کل دنیا.
Exactly lines up with the events over the 7 years.
و اتفاقی که تو 7 سال میفته یکیه.
That's for one of the next sermons.
موضوعی بعدی مونه.
Now some people will get upset and say, "Oh, you are setting a date."
بعضی هم میگن اه تو داری تاریخ میزنی.
No, I did not.
نه تاریخ نمیزنی.
Yeah, I don't know when this will be.
نمیدونم کی این تاریخ اتفاق میفته.
I don't know when the 7 year period will start.
نمیدونم این 7 سال کی شروع میشه.
It might have started already today.
شاید شروع شده باشه. شاید هم وسطش باشه.
It might start 100 years.
شاید هم 100 سال پیش شروع شده.
Yeah, yeah, the promise we don't know.
آخر 3 سال نمییم.
Yeah.
Or maybe to the end of the 3.5 years, hopefully.
No, absolutely not. You will understand why it's absolutely not in the coming sermons. Now, of course, when the Antichrist is actually revealed,
yeah,
we start having a pretty good idea when Jesus is coming back. Exactly. Yeah, if even closer,
نزدیکتر
که شدیم میفهمیم اشاره
به نشانه خواهد بود که در آسمان که ما اونجاییم هممون.
So the same day of the second coming,
همون روز اومدن دوباره عیسی مسیح,
after the resurrection,
بعد از زنده شدن عیسی مسیح,
after the rapture,
بعد از اینکه عیسی مسیح رو بوده
ایمانداران رو بوده شدن,
اتفاقی همون روز شروع میشه.
And it's that God will start pouring out his wrath on those who remain on this earth.
خشمشو بر روی اونهایی که بر روی زمین مونده میریزه.
Yeah, and this is also sometimes described as the terrible day of the Lord.
روز وحشتناک خداوند.
So, go to Joel 2.
بریم یوئیل فصل 2.
And it verses 13 and 31.
آیه 30 و 32.
And I will show wonders in the heaven and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come.
در آسمان بر زمین عجایب به ظهور خواهد رسید از خون و آتش و ستون‌های دود پیش از فرار رسیدن روز عظیم و مهیب خداوند، خورشید به تاریکی، ماه به خون بدل خواهد شد و هر که نام خداوند را بخواند رهایی خواهد یافت، زیرا بر کوه سیحون و در اورشلیم رهایی یافتگانی خواهند بود.
Yeah. If you remember, this was part of Joel's prophecy that actually Peter quoted on the day of
Pentecost.
And the second part I told you then was not fulfilled yet.
اون قسمت دومی که بهتون گفتم هنوز تکمیل نشده بود.
Now it will be fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled at this end period of 7 years.
تکمیل خواهد شد و در ایام آخر 7 سال تموم خواهد شد.
Notice the markers that are given.
ببینید چه نشونهایی بهمون داده شده.
The sun shall be turned to the darkness.
خورشید تاریک میشه.
The moon into blood.
و ماه به خون.
Yeah, before the great and terrible day of the Lord.
در روزی که خداوند میخواد برگرده.
Yeah. Now these markers.
این نشانها و این علامتها.
Yeah, are important. Remember them.
مهمه برای ما که به یادمون.
Yeah, because you will be seeing them coming up all over the place.
کجا کل که همه جای کتاب مقدس می‌بینیم.
And it will help you to understand where you are in this period of time when you see those markers.
در اون زمان کجا خواهی بود و چی رو خواهی دید.
Now why is it called also the terrible day of the Lord?
چرا روز وحشتناک خداوند
خوانده میشه؟ Because God poured out His wrath.
و خداوند خشم خودش رو برای همه جاری میکنه.
And of course these what he actually does is described in the book of Revelation.
و اون اتفاقی که میفته در کتاب مکاشفه بیشتر بازش.
He describes this in the seven trumpet judgment and the seven vial judgment.
اون هفت روز در حقیقت عید پیاله ها هفت روز قضاوت پیاله ها و هفت روز شیپور قضاوت
شیپور نامیده میشه.
اولین قضاوت شیپور با اولین قضاوت پیاله با هم دیگه خواهد بود.
And in the second trumpet judgment with the second vial judgment.
و دومین قضاوت شیپور با دومین قضاوت پیاله یکی خواهد.
And the reason is because they describe the same period of time.
در عید کتاب مکاشفه یه اتفاق رو به دو تا زبان و دو تا مثال توضیح میده.
Only from a different perspective.
اما با دیدگاه‌های متفاوت در مورد موضوع یه اتفاق صحبت میکنه.
If you want to do an exercise, just put them next to each other at home and you will see that.
ای مجازات های شیپور و مجازات های پیاله رو کنار هم قرار بدین میفهمین که داره در مورد یه موضوع صحبت
میکنه. You may ask why on earth would the book of Revelation give us these things twice.
و بگین که چرا کتاب مقدس در کتاب مکاشفه یه اتفاق رو دو بار برای ما تعریف کرده.
That's because the whole story is actually given twice in the book of Revelation.
در کتاب مکاشفه کل داستان رو دو بار تکرار میکنه.
If you read the book of Revelation,
اگه کتاب مکاشفه رو بخونید میبینید تکرار اتفاق هاست.
If you get to chapter 11,
فصل 11 رسیدی می‌بینی که
yeah, it's clear you're heading the end.
آخرشه.
Yeah. Let's read 11 Revelation 11:15.
11 آیه 15 رو بخونید.
And the seventh angel sounded and there were great voices in heaven saying the kingdoms of this world are become the kingdoms of our Lord and his Christ and he shall reign forever and ever. This is a clear ending. Yeah? This is Jesus setting up his kingdom forever and ever.
عیسی مسیحه که ملکوت خودش رو زمین میذاره برای ابد الاباد.
Yeah, but then in the next chapter,
بعدی,
we start over again.
دوباره شروع.
We have scriptures about the birth of Christ.
در آیاتی رو داریم در مورد تولد عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, read it at home. We'll come back on it all again later.
دوباره برمیگردم به این.
What you will also see if you read on in the book of Revelation.
در مکاشفه دوباره ادامه بدیم بخونیم.
Is that the kingdom of the beast, the kingdom of the antichrist will be up again.
ملکوت وحش، ملکوت ضد مسیح دوباره بلند میشه.
Was it not destroyed before because
قبلا
Jesus
نابود نشده بود عیسی مسیح نابودش نکرد ملکوت آسمون رو نابود نکرد.
Yeah, of course the answer is the story is told again.
بله دوباره شروع میشه دوباره نابود میشه.
Yeah, go to Revelation 19:6.
مکاشفه 19:6.
And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude as of the voice of many waters as the voice of mighty thunder saying Alleluia for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth.
و شنیدم چون صدای جمعیتی بسیار و چون صدای آبهای فراوان و چون صدای رعدهای شدید که می گفتم هللویا زیرا خداوند خدای قادر مطلق سلطنت گرفت.
Yeah, again a reference that Jesus sets up his kingdom.
عیسی مسیح ملکوت خودش رو برنامه کنه و دوباره می بینیم که
the famous quote King of Kings and that he is Lord of Lords.
پادشاهان خداوند خداوندگان.
Yeah. If you don't understand that the book of Revelation gives you the story twice, it becomes totally confusing. You might say, is it not weird that this happens twice? Actually, the Old Testament prophecy book of Daniel, it is the exact same thing.
And it's also in the exact middle.
If you read that through, you will notice that
certain kings are mentioned again. یه پادشاه دو بار نام برده شده.
Now, the biggest confusion
بزرگترین گیج کنندگی برای همه ایمانداران هست اینه که
is that the period of tribulation that we talked about
زمان بلاها که نام برده شده
this is the same thing as God pouring out his wrath.
خداوند خشم خودش رو جاری میکنه.
But I want to show you that these things are not the same.
من میخوام بهتون نشون بدم که این اتفاقها این هم نیست.
John
16:33.
These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Yeah, tribulation is something that we can expect in our lives as Christians. It means trouble can come to our lives. Yeah, even more so in a time where we are persecuted. Yeah, the Bible talks about the great tribulation
as a time that where Christians are persecuted.
Now go to 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God has not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain the salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ.
زیرا خدا ما را تعیین نکرد برای غضب بلکه برای کسب نجات به وسیله خداوند ما عیسی مسیح.
Yeah, we are not appointed into wrath.
ما خداوند خشم برامون در نظر نگرفته.
Tribulation, yes, we can expect that.
بله، بلا میتونیم داشته باشیم، سختی میتونیم داشته باشیم، اما
wrath, when God poured out his wrath,
خشم و قضاوت خداوند.
God is angry with those
انجام نخواهد شد.
Remaining on this earth.
و بر روی زمین.
And then at the end of the 7 years.
و در آخر 7 سال.
Yeah, you have Jesus establishing his kingdom,
which
you also refer to as the millennium reign of Christ, which I will not go into right now either.
Yeah.
So let's recap. There's a 7 period of time at the end.
هفت سال زمان هست.
It's also referred to as Daniel's 70th week.
هفته هفتادم دانیال.
It starts with the Antichrist making covenant with many.
و شروع میشه که ضد مسیح با خیلی عهد میبنده.
In the beginning it's not clear yet who the Antichrist is. He works behind the scenes.
آخر آشکار نیست که ضد مسیح کیست و در آخر انجام میشه.
But he will be revealed. He will show himself.
آشکار خواهد شد و خودش رو روشن
خواهد کرد. Week, in the middle of that period.
اون هفته.
He will take full control of this earth.
کنترل کامل زمین رو به دست میگیره.
A worldwide government where he's the head of.
کل دنیا که قدرت داره.
With a worldwide financial system he controls.
از لحاظ مالی کامل که او کنترل میکنه.
And a worldwide religion.
و کل مذهب دنیا.
Where he declares to be God. And he demands to be worshipped as such.
و تقاضا میکنه که پرستششو.
Now the power that he has, he will use to persecute God's people.
قدرتی رو که داره استفاده میکنه که از قوم خداوند شکنجه بده.
Christians,
مسیحیان
who then will be rescued out of here at the second coming of Jesus Christ.
دوباره عیسی مسیح
is coming in the clouds.
فرستاده میشه بر روی زمین.
Yeah, where also the dead will be raised first.
مردگان اول زنده میشن.
And then those who are alive will be gathered
و اونهایی که زنده هستن دوباره
which we often call the rapture.
اونها رو میگیم ربوده شدن ایمانداران و آسمان.
Second coming.
دوباره اومدن عیسی مسیح. روز زنده شدن مردگان و روز ربوده شدن ایمانداران. و اون قسمت از اونی که بعد از اینکه مسیحیان بر از روی زمین برده شد خداوند خشمش رو برای زمین میریزه.
Now you might say.
شاید بگی.
Are there not passages in the Bible
آیا کتاب مقدس
that just give us this order?
که این نسل بهمون بگه به ترتیب این با این اتفاق.
And the answer is yes.
جواب اینه که هست.
And I purposely didn't use them today.
و امروز از اون آیات استفاده نکردم.
To just give you the elements.
که بهتون اصلاشو بگم.
And the relation of those elements.
که رابطه هاشو بهتون بگم.
Before we're gonna look at them.
قبل از اینکه اون آیات رو نگاه کنیم.
There's actually at least 5 other passages that just give you the whole order.
فصل دیگه داریم که به ترتیب به همون قدم هاشو
گفته شدن
و بعد یه کار مشق شب
دارم برای همتون
هفته دیگه میخوام همتون
دو
تا از اون قسمت ها رو خونه بخونید
that you'll read Matthew 24
متی 24 رو بخونید
and then that you'll read the book of Revelation chapter 6 and 7
مکاشفه فصل 6 و 7
maybe the first verses of 8 as well
متی 24
now
Of course, this
was a doctrinal sermon, but let me give you
a little application.
And that is that we shouldn't fear the end times. Yeah, the Bible says don't be troubled. The Bible says we are not in darkness, we are in light. Yeah, 1 Thessalonians 5, 4 and 6. But ye brethren are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. You are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as the others, but let us watch and be sober.
5:4-6 اول تسالونیکیان فصل 5 آیه 4 تا 6 اما شما ای برادران در تاریکی نیستی تا آن روز چون دزد بر شما آید زیرا همه شما پسران نور پسران روز هستید از شب و تاریکی نیستیم بنابراین مثل دیگران به خواب نرویم بلکه بیدار و هوشیار باشیم
yeah, we're in light. God has already revealed to us what will happen. نورش رو
به دستای ما داده و اتفاقها رو ما در دستمون داریم.
We know the end.
ما آخرش رو میدونیم.
Yeah, the Bible says in Matthew 24:25
Behold,
I have told you before.
مراقب باشید که من قبلا به شما گفتم.
آمین. So next week we'll come